T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Loving that shirt Kyle's got.
So that will be a full house. You start thinking, I can understand why the ticket's going to be expensive. I mean, you start thinking about, next year's Warriors season opener at the Chase Center.
And
hopefully Clay is back in that game. Whoo! That's going to be an expensive ticket too, no doubt about it.
And I'm thinking about the surrounding areas now, that for the people that can't get a ticket for the Battle of the Bay, will this be the first time that downtown Oakland or, Jack London, San Francisco guys is on and popping, as they say, in regard to, people watching the games? I don't want to say cramp dibs, but you know what I'm saying? Everything, masks will be off. I mean, you can wear them if you like, but you know where I'm going.
Yeah, cramped, and that's, the energy that comes with a full house is incredible. And I was thinking about that last night. If it was, 41,500 there, just how much noise and how crazy that scene would have been after the Grand Slam. And, I didn't even think about it, Steiny, but I did something last night that I hadn't done in a year and a half. I made human contact with strangers. Because Yaz hits the Grand Slam, and you high-five your girl, high-ten, whatever, and then the people next to you, you're high-fiving, and you're high-fiving complete strangers with no sanitizer in sight. It was kind of a real old-school reaction. I couldn't contain myself. I was so excited.
I know, and those are starting to, they feel weird, but they're going to get less weird, ideally.
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Station. This segment's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. You know what, though, Guru? You got me to thinking, when the Giants play the A's, think how long it's been. Just imagine those, and I know it's a weekend series, I'm pretty sure, but when they have the afternoon games at Oracle Park on a Wednesday or Thursday, and you just walk down, you don't even have to go to the game. You can just walk down to the stadium, and there's action. There's action. A lot of people just go down there because they know there's action. They don't need to go to the game. So I think we're going to see a lot of that, and I think people are ready. By the way, did you see, not for nothing, but it was online, it was a foul ball was hit over a dugout, and there was an older woman and a young kid, like a 9-year-old girl, and she took the ball from the 9-year-old girl. It was close. It was a close one. And then she high-fived her grown-up friend. Come on now.
I'm throwing up the L sign. Loser, dibs. You can't do that. Give the ball to the kids. Come on.
I'm also throwing up the L sign, but two of them. LL. Life lesson. Work harder, 9-year-old. It's time that these whippersnappers in Generation Z realize that not everything is handed to you. You don't get a phone when you're 8 just because you want to be able to play games during recess. You have to earn it. And if the ball's loose, it's another L. That ball is loose. Make a play, 9-year-old.
Did you guys see the play that I'm talking about?
No, I missed it.
The ball was sitting in front of both of them, and the little
get on the ground,
little dawdling by the 9-year-old. The grown woman made a play. Now, in that case, I would make a play, celebrate, and then turn and eventually give the ball to said 9-year-old. But you're definitely gonna seize the ball first and then give it to the young lady.
See, I thought she had possession and actually started to make a football move.
Nice.
But yeah, no. And by the way, it looked like that. I think we did this before, and I was one of the guys who says, no, you don't give them to kids. But let me clear the record. I would have given that.
The hell with the kids.
Yeah, I would have given that. I would have, because that one was, that one was to me.
What are you going to do with it? You didn't live your whole life. Don't rob the kid of an experience.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. By the way, I don't know if you heard the morning show had, I can't remember what the gentleman's name was, but he was in the kayak and he got Yaz's ball.
Probably McCovey Cove Dave. He's the guy who's always in the cove, always in the kayak.
I can't remember his first name. But the guy who got it said he has it, and now he's going to – I mean, what do you do with it now? I mean, I really do think – I try to get in touch with Yaz and just give him the ball if he wants it. I mean, you probably could – what do you think you could milk out of Yastrzemski for him to, you know, want that ball? You think he'd give you $1,000 for it?
That's a good starting point.
Yeah. And I should know this. His first Grand Slam, right? In the majors?
Okay, oh, I didn't know that. Then I would jack.
That would
up.
Be the only reason I think he would want to pay for that ball. I mean, it wasn't the playoffs or anything like that, but probably, what, about five racks, dibs? Get his first Grand Slam ball to have in the case?
That feels about right. Five racks?
Let me, real quick, I wonder what he's making, but we don't have to do this right now.
Look at us all in his pockets.
Yeah, a couple. Exactly. Wow. Did you see the first splash hit, Duggar? Duggar goes splashy, and the poor guy in the kayak is trying to kayak a kayak a kayak a kayak a kayak. He's trying to kayak his way to it, and somebody throws a net into the water and scoop, and score from somebody on the dock. All that kayaking for nothing.
Man. You know, I do have a philosophical problem with the net. I think the net, there was only one time and place for the net, and that was Hank Aaron's home run. If you remember, there was a guy with a huge net in left center field when Aaron hit his 715th. He just couldn't quite get it, and it got caught in the Atlanta Braves bullpen, but... Dude had a fishing net that had to be 7 feet long.
Still didn't get it.
No.
Be better at your job.
Per spot track, Mike Yastrzemski making $600,000 this year.
Oh, that's not
yeah,
enough.
Maybe. Yeah. About 700.
I call that a whole
maybe.
Week.
I think, you know what? I don't think I'd ask him more than 1,000.
600 grand divided by 162 is roughly 35 grand a game. So maybe you give me a taste of that. Give me 10% of a game check, which is $3,500.
What if I gave you a couple tickets to a series, dude? Would that suffice?
That'd be a nice starter. You know, it'd be a nice starter kit. I think a grand is about right. A grand and maybe, I don't know, a signed bat.
How about a bag of swag and a grand?
That, wow.
You get a signed bat. You get a hat. You get.
I don't think that would get it done.
You get t-shirts and all that stuff. Yes, Kyle.
Would you really do that to a player though? That you have a significant thing for this guy's life, and you're gonna try and go, that's not enough. Like, dude, throw me a pullover, one of those sick ones you wear in the dugout. Here's your baseball. If you don't want to give me a polo, here's your baseball.
Oh, no.
That sounds like a question for Giants fans.
I would drain them like a kidnapper.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. And we'll use Mike Yastrzemski's home run from last night. Mike Yastrzemski's ball from last night, baseball from last night, would you try to get a little something from Yaz to give it back to him? Would you just give it to him? Or, you know, or would you just keep it? Just keep it for yourself. 888-957-9570. That's a good one. Somebody should submit this to the New York Times. Every Sunday they have a feature called The Ethicist, where they pose a moral dilemma or an issue where, you know, it's there's a right and a wrong, but Israel. Anyway, this would be one where And we'll throw it out there. If you had Mike Yastrzemski's grand slam from last night and he wanted it, would you try to soak him for a little money? Would you just give it to him? How would you handle this?
Boy,
situation?
That's a great question.
To me, it's not a question of morals at all, because once really there's no morality. Once that ball is hit, then and it goes over the fence, it belongs to whomever retrieves it. He doesn't own that ball. Now, if he would like to have that keepsake, which granted he was the one who made it a something as opposed to one of these other balls, you know, another ball gets thrown in the dirt and it just gets discarded and used for BP. But this ball, this special ball, the fact that he smacked it over the fence makes it a something. But morally, you don't owe it to give it back to Yaz.
But see,
no,
I look at the
no,
word.
No, you don't. But it'll tell you a little something about yourself.
Or right, yeah. If no, it wouldn't, Stani. It would be yeah. Like you won the lotto of foul balls and home runs. I know I'm a regular Joe and you're a professional athlete. I know the gig. The guy contacts me. How much you want for it? But basically, I'm paying you because you had enough good luck and karma to get the ball. And I'm balling in the real world if I'm Yaz, even though I'm making, you know, he's getting good chicken. So I would just write the check. What a $1,500. Here you go. Come on, Dibs.
That's about, I like $1,500. That's about right. You know, that'll cover the cost of the tickets, parking, and maybe a hot dog and a beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Crying out loud.
888-957-9570. All right, here it is. You're sitting with Mike Yastrzemski's grand slam ball from last night, and Mike reaches you via telephone and says, I would love to have the ball. What do you want for it?
Hit the
what
pike.
What are you telling Mike Yastrzemski? Are you giving him the ball back, and for how much? We'll talk about it on the other side. We're going to try to give away some money. Also, on the other side, your chance to win $1,000. We're rolling along on a Wednesday in the Bay.
McElroy was never a first-round pick. Come on.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Tell you what, we're playing all the hits. We're playing all the hits. Well, we're not. Spadoni is. Matt Steinmetz, Dan Dibley, Dal the Guru Johnson with you. Talking about that epic Giants game last night. We'll get back to that in a second. We got a bunch of people on the phones that want to talk about gave them a hypothetical on what they do if they caught Mike Yastrzemski's ball, the grand slam, and he wanted it. First, guys, real quick, let's try to give away some money. All right, it's that time. Splash for Cash contest. Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word BAND, B-A-N-D, to 72881. That's BAND to 72881. Brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. This is a multi-state contest. Message and data rates apply. The word is BAND, as in a musical group, not BAND, like Marty is from the show.
Wow.
So that's one way to do it. Hey, guys, real quick before we get to some calls, LaMelo Ball won the Rookie of the Year. LaMelo Ball, Rookie of the Year over Anthony Edwards. What do you think?
I think they got it wrong.
Yeah, let me just throw some numbers at you. We can talk about it for a second. Anthony Edwards played all 72 games this year, averaged 19.3 points, 4.7 rebounds, 3 assists, 41% from the field, 33 from 3. Ball missed 21 games. He only played 51 of 72, but he averaged 15.7, less than Edwards, 5.9 assists, higher, 6.1 rebounds, higher, 43.6% from the field, higher, and 35.2 from three-point range, higher. So there it is. But LaMelo Ball, Rookie of the Year. And as Spadoni said, Warriors could have drafted him.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, welcome to Big Baller Zone.
What happened to that guy? I love him. But, Dibs, what's up with durability? We know Embiid, you know, he was going to get he was the leader in the clubhouse. He got hurt, and Jokic got it. And Embiid couldn't make up that time he missed. And both of these young kids could have got the award, but there's got to be something for Edwards' case that he was there for all pretty much. He didn't miss 21 games. And I love LaMelo more than anybody, but I just hate that you ignore that and give it to him when Anthony Edwards was not only phenomenal out there when he played, but also durable.
Yeah, and durability doesn't have the same import as it used to with load management and, you know, especially coming off a pandemic where I'd have to look up the numbers on how many players played all 72, but it was about a dozen of the 300 or so or 400 or so players in the association. So durability, I'm with you, Goo. It should matter, but it just doesn't anymore. And I thought the way Anthony Edwards played over the second half of the year, especially as good as Minnesota got when he started playing well, I thought that was worth more, and I thought that he also should have won the MVP.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards did turn it on the second part of the season. And also, we're going to discuss this later in the show because we're talking about injuries. LeBron James has really weighed in on what he thinks is happening in the NBA. And we'll talk about that, probably get to that at 12:48. But right now, we've got a Jim Harbaugh hypotheticals for you, and it's this. If you caught Mike Yastrzemski's Grand Slam home run yesterday, and he called you and said, can I have it, what would you ask him for, either money or something? What would you do, or would you just give it to him? Let's go to let's see what Tristan would do. Tristan is in Blackhawk. What's up, Tristan?
Hey, Steiny, Guru, Diz, this is Tristan's mom, and he's a little nervous to be on the air. He's 11 years old. Shout out to Danville Little League.
Okay.
But my son plays a lot of ball, and he had an idea.
So I think that you should ask for his bat that he hit the home run with and then give him back the ball.
Wow. Yeah, I like that, Tristan. I like that.
That's like actually that very, very good, solid fare. Compensation and yeah, I love it. And the warm up back too is very strong. I mean, that's just she did everything up in 30 seconds, my son. But first, you know, but that's good delivery. And I think the bat.
And
plus, then you'd get to meet Yaz. Obviously, I think that's a part of it. And you know, hey Yaz, kind of like that Mean Joe Green moment. Here, Mean Joe, want my Coke? Hey, kid. And he throws him the towel. You know, it'd be that same kind of vibe.
I mean, this is probably
great call.
A terrible
question.
Thanks,
Mean Yaz.
Nice.
Three.
I'll give you three because you went back 25 years.
Number two.
I didn't even know he knew it.
45 years.
You know, I know a lot of bats have autographs charred into them. Is that a thing, like, to get a bat actually signed with a Sharpie? Is that a legitimate souvenir, or do they just do that mostly with baseballs? Notice I said baseballs.
Yeah, you're being very, very cautious when you're talking about round objects used.
A
in
man
sport.
Scored. Yeah,
I got to ask you about the sticky substance on the balls.
Yeah, you got burned with that, so now you've
you got
been
kids listening, guys. Yeah,
yeah, exactly, Spadone.
Yeah, well, you know, kids got to learn sometime.
By the way, Spadone, you missed a great opportunity with Tristan. You could have played my To Hell with the Kids right in the middle of it. I'll tell you what else.
I wasn't rooting for him to blow it, but if he did.
Choke artist.
SEC would have called in, Steiny.
Wow.
He did good, though. Yeah,
yeah he
born
did.
In 2010, and Spadone's looking to bury him.
And exactly. Shout out Danville Little League and Tristan. Tristan's an honorable young kid early. We appreciate that. Bo Daddy's in Healdsburg, wants to talk a little baseball. What's up, Bo Daddy?
Hey, guys. First time caller, long time listener.
Sweet.
Love the show. For the bat, I just give Yaz the ball for a signed bat. Simple, but I got a story about catching baseballs. Last probably 10 times I go to batting practice. Got to be barehanded. Got to be a man. Show him what's up. Last, about 10 years ago, when Matt Kemp was on the Dodgers, we were giving him the business in batting practice. He dropped the fly ball, yelled at me, hey, let's see you do it. Not two swings later, caught a barehanded home run. He saw it. Crowd got into it. Like Dib said, catch it, give it to a kid. Caught two more home runs. The crowd's getting into it, giving Kev, hey, this guy can catch a fly ball. Love it. Art to catching home runs and batting practice barehanded. Just thought I'd give you guys that. Love the show. Keep going. Wow. See you guys.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. I got bad news for Bo Daddy. Ball caught in batting practice has an asterisk. It just is. I mean, it's not a game ball. Not a game. Right. Not a game. It's practice. It's nice. It's nice, but it's more of a dime a dozen. Really is.
Yeah, it's a little bit more rare than a dime a dozen, but I agree with you. It is. It's not the same as catching a home run in the game. But still, to do it bare hand, Goo, where do you weigh in on bringing your glove to the ballpark? Is it okay? Is it advisable? What do you think?
I love this question. It's the closest thing to playing. I always forget mine, but I appreciate when I'm on BART or I'm in line on turnstile and you see the people with their glove. I don't care what age you are. You want your moment and have that, you know, Craig Nettles. Have that glove. I'm with it. Show me the leather, Dibs.
Yeah, once you're over 18, Dibs, you got to leave the glove at home. And I think even in this day and age, kids growing up so quickly, I'm going to drop that to 16 years old. Anything over 16 years old, you got to leave the glove at home. You're closer.
What's
to the
signal?
It signals a certain kind of immaturity, I think.
No, oh, man.
I will say this. I'll make an exception for. I'll need to know where you're sitting. Although no, what's? Wait a minute. Oh, the screen just goes up. You can still get a foul ball. But I was going to say, maybe if you're sitting in the first row where, you know, sometimes a guy swings late and you get a liner right over the dugout. But
well, you won't get those anymore with
now,
the net.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, and that's why the need for the glove is lessened by the fact that the net now goes all the way down the line. And that's what I understand. It's for safety and – you don't want something bad to happen. If somebody's not paying attention, you get smoked by a line drive. But to me, just having the net there takes away a lot of the fun, the thrill of potentially getting a foul ball.
Yeah.
You know what, Dibs? I agree with you. Baseball's been around for over 100 years, all right? And anybody knows when you enter a ballpark, there are signs everywhere. Be aware for batted balls. You know what I mean? And I get it. A freak thing will happen here and there.
Oh.
But come on. I don't like the nets.
I hate the nets at all. But it's baseball's dirty little secret, Steiny.
What?
If they did a documentary, I was at a game where a young gal had to be taken to the hospital on a stretcher.
Man.
I mean, there are some things that have happened. And I remember one at Dodger Stadium before. I want to say this was the one that I feel like, Dibs, they made the decision. We're putting up the nets. And you can't have your head on a swivel all the time when maybe you're a fair weather fan, you're happy to be out, you're drinking your pop, you're talking. And I mean, the ball's dangerous. That's all I'm saying. Guys and gals, I hate it, Mister. Hold on, mess with my sport, but I understand it. Things happen, man.
I understand it. I just wish it wouldn't be that way. And you're right. You know, you can be a fan, and a line drive comes at you, and it's hard to judge if you're not a baseball player. How fast it's coming? Is it curving a little bit? I just
it could kill you. Yeah, dude, it could kill you. I'm just saying.
I know, but. I guess
that
should be reason enough, I guess. But Dibs in the house last night for the Giants game. They win 9-8 over the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yes!
What is it, 21 straight road losses?
Yeah.
12 overall, too.
Oh, my God. That's hard.
Fire the coach, the manager, now! What are you doing?
Well, it's, you know, it might be a talent issue, but and honestly, when you're up 7-0, how much of that is on the skip? Because, you know, 7-0, it's got to be on the bullpen. Go ahead and get somebody out, pitchers, because you let the Giants hang around, and they even extended it to 8-3. They got that eighth run, and you thought,
yeah,
okay.
You know, that's it.
But still, it wasn't enough.
A couple of text liners. 925 says, signed bat and jersey and two tickets. Oh, my goodness. Two tickets to every home postseason game this year as far as they go. And the ball is Mike Yastrzemski's. That's asking a little bit too much, I think.
Two
tickets. Maybe tickets to a game, another game. 925, my mother didn't raise a child that makes bad business decisions. He's going to have to pony up for that ball, Steiny. Okay. All right.
I like that.
We're asking if you caught Mike Yastrzemski's home run ball from last night. I should be more specific and say grand slam. And he wanted it. Would you just give it to him, or would you ask for something? We also were talking about, Guru, you just said, do you bring a glove to a game? And JP in Berkeley said, no chance. He goes double-fisted with the beers during a game. So there's nowhere to hold the beers if you've got a glove on.
So yeah, they got drink holders in the seats. So you put one down and you flash a little leather if need be.
That's true.
I hate to pry. Any garlic fries, Dibs? Did you get anything from the concession stand?
No garlic fries. Got okay. Got a couple of sodas while we were there. But Major. Actually did a little happy hour before we got in. Had a little some finger food.
Yeah. Pregame.
Yeah, a little pregame. Place called District, Steiny. You and I have been to the one in Oakland. Turns out they have a district down there by the ballpark.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. I had no idea. They also have one at the Oakland Airport and one in San Jose, come to find out. And two for one oysters, which was nice because we're about $3 a piece. So I got some oysters and a little diet iced tea and called it a day.
Yeah, oysters don't do it for me.
Anybody recognize your Dibs?
No, I tried, though. I tried. You know, I did a little Exergen temperature check. I did a traffic report, a couple of sports updates, but, pretty quiet at the yard.
That's vintage.
Frog in my throat.
You going to make it?
It's going to be close, Steiny. And liquidate all assets today at 2, Goo. You're going to have to carry me.
I'm ready. Okay, I got you.
Leaking oil a little bit.
Dan Dibley here. Squirt.
And Goo, you're going to... You leaving the shades at home for this episode?
No.
They're just a staple.
Yeah.
You know, when I do the thing, Stoudy, I'm hoping somebody maybe on Facebook from MTV or some hip-hop show, who's the guy with the Ray-Bans? To hell what he's talking about. He looks okay. Let's call him. That's what I'm really – my net's in the water for.
Well, that backyard barbecue is probably your best photo, I would say.
It's boogie. It's boogie.
What did I say?
Backyard barbecue is a kind of chips made by kettle chips. Backyard barbecue is their barbecue flavor.
I'm DJ Flytrap.
Yeah, see. I'll take a good sea salt and vinegar over a barbecue chip.
Those are growing on me, man.
Yeah.
So you'll eat sea salt chips, but you won't eat an oyster. No.
No, it's a texture.
How about like a scallop? You won't eat a scallop. You'll eat scallops?
I'll eat a scallop. Yeah, I'll eat
calamari.
Yeah, a little bit. You know what though? Funny thing is, your
shrimp.
Yes, although you know what, I'm getting more particular with my shrimp. I don't like cold shrimp anymore that you dip in cocktail
Steiny.
Sauce.
I
gotta cook it. It's gotta be cooked. And you know what else? You know what? Here's one of my pet peeves. You go to a party, maybe a buffet, and they have shrimp. And it's okay. It's cold shrimp.
Yeah.
Can you take the tail off, please? Can you just – yeah, I get it. You're serving shrimp. You've got 75 shrimp that you're serving
bread.
At a party.
Yeah.
I know it's work. You got to take 75 tails off. I'm sorry. You just do. Don't leave it up to every guest to pull their own tail off the shrimp. If you're a good host, you take the tail off before you serve it.
So what you're saying is you want another person to put their fingers on every piece of food that is then going to be eaten by the guests. That doesn't sound to me to be the best way to offer up shrimp.
There's a big difference between that and what you did with the pizza, Dibs, because you were like in your car, on the way, walking to the, deliver the pizza, you'd open it up, grab a piece, shove the pie back together.
I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days.
When you're when you're doing shrimp, you're doing it in the kitchen, over the sink. Your hands are very clean. You're washing them every, you know, every time. Every, I would say every 20 tails you pull off the shrimp, you know, wash them up again. But yeah, you gotta, you gotta do that. I mean, you really do. That's one of my things. So there you have it.
Although, you're a man of nuance.
I am a man of nuance. I am a man of nuance. Yes, I know. So the Giants last night, Dibs in the house. And the other thing I wanted to ask you, Dibs, since it was your first game back, did you feel like – how do I want to put this? Did you feel like – did it feel like a major league game? Because, the fans were kind of – are scattered.
It felt a little less than what a normal major league game would feel like. I know what you're saying. Like I've done many games of the San Jose Giants where you get 2,000 or maybe 2,500 people. So the energy from the crowd, it's appropriate for a single a minor league event. The fact that there was 10,000 fans and really, really spread out throughout the ballpark, it did feel a little bit like, you know,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Less than what a normal Major League game would feel like, but there's so much going on that you didn't have time really to dwell on that. Just, you know, happy to be there and trying to figure out, navigate all of the various minutia of mask or no mask, you know, concession stand, what's open and all that.
Wow. I'm getting a 408 saying shrimp dipped in cocktail sauce is cooked. It's just served cold. Yeah, I you're right.
I don't like any of it, to be honest with you.
Not me. I love it, Steiny.
Somebody's saying don't touch my shrimp. And they're saying, "Oh, what Stein meant? You want somebody to pull all the sesame seeds off the bun before it's suggested." terrible analogy. Dibs, you said you were sitting close to Sammy Long's family. He had a rough outing. But
he should have started.
All's well that ends well.
Yeah, and right? You know, it was kind of a mixed outing because he came in with I think just one out and the bases juiced. And, you know, he gave up a couple of Littell's runs, and then he got out of the jam, which was big. And then he did give up the three-piece in the second inning, but he got him through the fourth. So a little bit of an up-and-down outing. But just watching Sammy Long's sister, she was in about the same spot, 30 rows back, a couple sections over. And the reason why I knew that they were all the family, because they all had his number and his jersey on. There was like six or seven of them with Long. I think his number 72 or 73, and they had signs out. And so every time he'd throw a strike, they're going bananas, you know, as they should. It was their sibling, their kid, their friend, whatever, the variety of people. But his sister was the one that caught our eye because she started out in the 30th row. And as things got intense, she moved up about 20 rows so she could cheer on her brother and so she could shout encouragement. And, you know, it got, you could kind of live vicariously through them. It's kind of like when you watch your kids play sports, and I know, Goo, you do that almost on the daily. It's like
last night
you're so nervous, and you like every little movement you want them to do well so bad, and it's like you can't even really relax. And so watching his sister kind of go up and down, back and forth, 12th row, back to the family, back up front, back to the family. It was kind of fun to watch how nerve-wracking it must have been for her.
You know it's interesting, Dibs, and Goo, you can speak to this too. So my oldest daughter was into performance arts, the performing arts. You know, she did plays and musicals. And I would be a wreck back in the day. Because, you know, don't forget your line. Yeah. Please do well. Well, after about five of those, you realized, well, she's money. I mean, so I could watch her without any anxiety as she grew older. But for a sports competition, my two younger ones play soccer, and it never stops being nerve-wracking for the sports thing. Like, I can't, you know what I mean?
That means you're a good parent, man. You got to have that mechanism. You know, I'm with you. Little Durrell, real quick, I think he left. He couldn't buy a bucket yesterday, Dibs, but his moves were $1 million, and I'm watching with the other dads, and I know they want to say, finish the damn bucket, bark so they don't have to bark, but inside I'm dying like, you're right there, finish! Killing us!
My youngster who just graduated high school, Skyline High, shout out the Titans, he played on the varsity golf team as a freshman, and as a freshman, he's about 5'5", you know, 74 pounds or whatever, skinny kid. And he's up there playing at Monarch Bay in San Leandro, and he was going up against two other high schools. And he's playing against seniors because, you know, he's a freshman. Right. And he gets up there on the first tee, and I'm watching him, Steiny. And you know that first tee at Monarch, you got to hit it about 100 yards to clear multiple tee boxes and the stuff. And so I told him before the round, I'm like, you know, 100 yards, he could only hit it about $120 at the time. He was a little kid. He was 14. And so I was like, you know, Key, you may want to aim left. You know, you make sure you clear the stuff. And just watching him hit that first tee shot, I had knots in my stomach because you don't want to see the poor kid hit a dribbler. Now he's dropping, hitting his third, and it's like the round's over before it even started. So pretty nerve-wracking.
I tell you what, it's nerve-wracking teeing off on number one at times. You know, I mean, if you're playing at a nice course and there's a foursome in back of you and you get up to number one, you're just like, just get it out there. Just get it out there and get started. I have some nerves. So, Goo, do you say stuff like, come on, D, you got to finish? Or do you say, keep working?
I say, use the glass. And then yesterday, he was guarding Steph Curry. And you know he's shooting. Oh, he hit two on my son because he left him out there. I said, put a body on him. And I'm yelling that before they even get to put a body on him. You got to touch him, you know. And then, of course, the guy gets it, drains it. And the other parents, I know they're looking like, oh, it was killing me. And then I get in the car and think about our show and just deep breath, and I tell him I love him. But we watch the game tape together. You know, after he cools, I cool off.
All right. When we come back, hey, did you guys see what LeBron James has been tweeting about? Maybe on his Instagram or Twitter, but he's letting the cat out of the bag. We're going to talk about that on the other side. This is pretty interesting stuff on 94.
What's your major?
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Spudo, let me ask you something. What's your impetus for playing a particular drop at a particular time? Like, was there any rhyme or reason right there to the Krzyzewski, what's your major?
No. Just thought it was funny.
It is funny. It's really, in fact, do it again real quick.
What's your major?
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. We were talking a lot about the San Francisco Giants and their thrilling win last night, 9-8. One of those wins that gets you thinking, could this be their year? And we had our very own Dan Dibley in the house. And we talked about this in hour number one. He was there for the whole game. There may have been a misunderstanding, but Dan Dibley was there for the entire game, and he has proof, a timestamp of a photo that is timestamped at 10:05, where Dibs is in the building. So,
yeah, and the misunderstanding comes from a social media post where I mentioned that the Giants lost, but I won based on my company at the game, and I was wrong.
Sure.
It was a win-win, as it turns out, and I prematurely posted it, and I could have gone back and deleted it or edited the post, but I decided to let it ride and let people have a field day with the fact that I screwed up and I mentioned too early that the Giants had lost, but it's offset by the unbelievable joy I got by being there to watch the Yaz slam, the splash Yaz moment. So for that, I'm willing to wear it, Goo. I messed up.
It's always good. Even when you lose, well, I win.
It's better than it, that. That's a simple mess up, but that would have been better than leaving early and not.
But he was being honest, though, Steiny. We all thought it was over. That's why I don't think you owe an apology. You called it like you saw it.
Maybe we should all make a promise to ourselves that with this year's Giants team, we won't think it's over until the 27th. Hey, guys, we talked about Chris Paul. He is out indefinitely after entering health and safety protocol, COVID-19 issues, obviously. Kawhi Leonard is out for Game 5 tonight for the Clippers and looks like he may miss the rest of the season. Of course, you know about James Harden's injury. You know about Kyrie Irving's injury. You know about all of them. LeBron James, guys, and let me refine this. He went on a little Twitter barrage today. Let me read to you what he has been tweeting. This is an hour ago from LeBron James. They all didn't want to listen to me about the start of the season. I knew exactly what would happen. I only wanted to protect the well-being of the players, which ultimately is the product and benefit of our game. These injuries aren't just part of the game. It's the lack of pure rim rest. Not sure what that is. Rest before starting back up, essentially. Eight, possibly nine All-Stars have missed the playoff games, most in league history. This is the best time of year for our league and fans. Best time of year for our league and our fans, but missing a ton of our favorite players, it's insane. If there's one person that knows about the body and how it works, it's all year round, it's me. I speak for the health of all our players, and I hate to see this many injuries this time of the year. Sorry, fans. Wish you guys were seeing all your favorite guys right now. And then I know all about the business side, too, so don't even try me. I get it. So LeBron is essentially saying league wasn't looking out for its players this year and probably part of last year during the pandemic. A short off season, 72 games, still a bunch. That's why we're seeing all these injuries. Dibs, why don't you take a stab at that one first?
He's not wrong, but let's put the rat on the table, and this may be the second rat of the show. The league has never cared about the players. If the league really cared about the players, it would be a 50-game season over the course of 6 months instead of an 82-game season where, okay, they used to play 4 in 5 nights, and the players complained, as they should, and they load managed, and so the league realized, okay, we can't have 4 in 5 nights. We'll have them play 3 in 5 nights. And, well, back-to-backs, you're going to see fewer back-to-backs going forward, but they're not going to shorten the season. 82 games is what they're going to get back to. And think about, Goo, how much money Joe Lacob and Peter Guber lost over the course of this pandemic, and it's probably darn near $100 million. And so the owners and the league, they're not going to roll this back. So the point being, the league has never really cared about its players, and nor will they ever. And that, it's sad, and I think that's partly why you're seeing players now load manage more than ever before, because they're realizing that the only power they have is their own availability.
I mean, I don't know where you went wrong. You didn't. And I'll say this about King James. If you don't like LeBron, you won't like those comments. But Steiny, I cannot ignore the correlation between them starting or being forced to start early. Obviously, nobody saw the pandemic coming. But I said it yesterday. I felt like silver all because of money? Is that the answer? Money treated these players like cattle, and now look what we have. Now, I'm not saying that's why Kawhi's out, yada, 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 but it's got to be something to it. And the dude does spend millions of dollars on his body. He's lasted this long. And when he said last year before the season started, and we heard rumors when the date was going to be for opening night, I'm like, how can you ignore, you know, one of the most best things about your league in regard to LeBron James and how he takes care of his body? How can you ignore him saying he needs more time after they went deep and won the championship? And now, guys, I'm hurt for every team like it's the Warriors, because when you say it's wide open, like I believe you did yesterday, Steiny, it's wide open now, and I'm including next year, for the wrong reasons, because whatever this culminates, this playoffs and whoever's crowned champs, there's no way Ray Charles and Helen Keller can't see that injuries had an effect on the outcome. And that's what sours me moving forward. Everywhere you look.
Yeah, I'm with Dibs. I mean, injuries are always a factor. Obviously, this year's an extreme case. I still think 5-10 years when we look back at it. Listen, I'd rather the winner this year, when we look back at it, say, oh yeah, remember that was the year everybody was injured. Everybody was injured. Like, to me, that's less of an indictment or less of a cut or burn or whatever than people who say, well, when the Warriors won their first title, Cleveland didn't have, you know, and Memphis didn't have this. So I think we're going to look back at it as, you know, a deserving champion. I think the problem's going to be they want to get the season started on time next year. So this isn't going anywhere, Dibs.
Wow. No, it's not. And I'm thinking about the days gone by when, you know, Bird and Magic, they played 82 games, and why were there fewer injuries back then than there are now? And players played more minutes back then. There was no load management. Wilt averaged 48 minutes a night the year that he averaged 50 points a game. He played every single minute. Is it because these athletes today do things more athletically? They do more when it comes to jumping in traffic. They play harder, maybe, because they're more physically gifted, which exposes you to more injuries. I mean, take this year aside, the fact that,
okay,
and I think LeBron is right that, you know, it was a short turnaround from last year, and you still ask guys to play 72 games, and that's probably why there are more injuries. But in general, why do modern players get hurt more often than older than the old school guys?
I mean, I got a theory or a thought on it, but I don't
lay it on me, Steiny.
And I'm sure there's a myriad of factors.
Nice.
This one I'll tell you. I'm gonna name drop here a little bit. I got this one from Dave Cowens, the former Celtics center. This is what he said about it. He said, back in the day when the season was over for the Celtics, he took 3 months off. He didn't touch a basketball. He laid around. He drank beer. Hell, one summer he drove a taxi just for kicks around Boston. He put the ball down for 3 months from June, July, August. And then in September, he started doing some light work, getting back into shape. And by the time training camp came around, he wasn't in great shape, but he was in good enough shape to start training camp. He thinks one of the reasons is, you know, more and more players they're training 12 months a year. Like Steph Curry, I don't know the exact numbers, but he's in the gym. He's in the gym right now. He's certainly in the gym, what would you say? He's got to be in the gym 3 days a week, I would think, at least. So he thinks one of the things is when you train year round, you never give your body an apt way to rest. And that's one thing he attributed it to.
I've never heard that, and man, there's got to be something to that, right? Because we see it in every sport, even football, obviously, and baseball. But Dibs, to answer your question, I think it's because they're bigger, stronger, and faster than they've ever been. And now I almost feel bad for coming down Kawhi, any other athlete, for the load management, because how the hell do I know what they're managing? And maybe this is the result of some not load managing, but the sport is losing right now when it's supposed to be the biggest party ever. And Stani, barring the finals, if you ask me right now, outside of the injuries, what's been your biggest takeaway? As great as KD was last night, I already knew he was great. It's the Giannis, he's not where I thought he was, but we got the best part of the offseason ahead of us. And right now with this news this morning, possibly you got two icons, two greats that won't be a part of it. I just don't know, you know, whoever wins it, Dibs, if we can overcome it being marred by guys not being available.
I think it's marred in the short term, but Steiny's right. Long view of it, I don't know if we'll look back at it and remember it for the injury-plagued year. If Phoenix wins its first, or Utah, one of these first-timers, Brooklyn, I don't think that we'll look back and say, oh, that was the year that so-and-so got hurt. LeBron got hurt, and Kawhi got hurt, and all these guys got hurt. But in the short look, yeah, it definitely is marring it, because even look at Brooklyn. That should be – we should be looking at that team as, man, is this the greatest big three we've ever seen? Well, Kyrie's not playing, and James Harden is fighting to get back to full strength, 1 of 10 from the floor last night. So we're not thinking of it in those terms. And, Stani, I wonder how much performance.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.